Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach for Tuesday the 17th of September 2019. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running, and today we are going to be talking about glycogen. At coffee on Saturday after the running group, got to talking about glycogen and why you need to shovel in gels like there's no tomorrow if you don't want to bonk. So I just thought I'd give you a really brief but simplistic look at why glycogen can make a difference to your next long distance race. Glycogen's one of the fuels your body uses to run, but it's basically the storage form of carbohydrates. So your muscles require energy to be constantly supplied by a molecule called ATP. And ATP is made from oxidizing fat that comes either from fatty acids in the bloodstream or triglycerides, which are stored in the muscles, as glucose supplied by the bloodstream and glycogen stored in the muscles. So in short, the body makes ATP, and that's used for energy. It's made from fat and sugar circulating in the blood, and it is non-circulating in the blood. It turns to stores that are in the muscles. So glycogen's mostly stored in the liver and the skeletal muscle, around 20% in the liver and about 80% in muscles. As the body turns carbohydrates you eat into glycogen. So after eating, glycogen first accumulates in the liver, and when the liver storage is full, it's then stored in skeletal muscle. And then when that storage is full, it's stored in adipose tissue. In other words, it turns to fat and hangs out around your gut, your bum, your thighs, depending on your body type. So muscle glycogen is broken down when you run hard or for a long time or both. The rate at which that muscle glycogen is broken down depends on the intensity of the workout. So interval training and hill sprints will break down muscle glycogen more quickly than an easy long run will, but the long run lasts for longer, so you're more likely to be using more glycogen on a long run. And as you run for longer, your glycogen stores are reduced and your fatty acids in the blood become more available. So prolonged endurance training reduces your reliance on glycogen because of the free fatty acids. They're more available for use, and you basically become better at using fat for fuel, but not good enough to keep you going in a marathon that you're racing hard most likely. But just on that sort of long run glycogen depletion, to recover quickly from a long run, you need to replenish that glycogen stores quickly. And also when you do that, your body's more able to store glycogen for future use. If you sort of think of your muscles as storage tanks, that when they get really depleted, they become a little bit more kind of elastic. And so if you can actually sort of put more glycogen back into your muscles soon after a hard, long workout and so they're kind of just a little bit stretchy, and each time you do that, you can just fit a little bit more glycogen in and your storage tanks become just a little bit bigger. And the ratio of fats to glycogen that you use when you're exercising, that depends on how good you are at using fat for fuel. So that sort of longer endurance training makes you better at that, and also it depends on how much glycogen you have stored as well. It also largely depends on the intensity of the workout. So the higher the intensity of the workout, the greater percentage of your energy is actually going to be coming from glycogen. So when you're just sitting around at your desk, not doing very much, a much greater percentage of your energy, or the fuel for the energy that you need just to sit around not doing much, a much greater percentage of that is actually coming from fats. Muscle glycogen is the main source of fuel in exercise, from a moderate to high intensity, but you're never using glycogen alone. You're always using a bit of fat as well. When you are running hard, or you know, at a high intensity, like say in a half marathon or a marathon where you're aiming for a PB, you're going to be using a lot of glycogen, and you can run out, which is something you don't want to do. So if you take nutrition in throughout the race to top up the glycogen, you've got more glycogen circulating in your blood, and which can be used immediately. You do need to practice that in training though, because it can make you pretty crook if you're taking in all that sugar and you're not used to it. Your body is basically shunting blood to your working muscles when you're running and away from your digestive system, so there's not an awful lot of blood left hanging out there to aid digestion. Liver glycogen is used to fuel normal functioning of the body and the brain, whilst muscle glycogen is used for muscles. Main function of the brain is to keep you alive, not to get you to do a marathon record. So the brain's always going to try to make sure it's got enough glycogen for itself. When liver glycogen drops, the liver can make glycogen from amino acids, but that like proteins, but that process, it just can't keep up with the brain's need for fuel. So your body then taps into muscle glycogen, and that use of the muscle glycogen from by the brain and the muscles eventually going to slow you down because you're using a lot of, it's just going to get used up. The body just can't, it can't liberate energy from fat as quickly as it can from glycogen. So your body's going to slow down if you can't get fuel quickly enough. Glycogen actually also helps to keep fat kind of burning and breaking down. If you think about it, imagine a fire with a whole lot of big logs on it, and they're the fat stores you have, and they're going to burn sort of, once they're alight, they're going to burn slowly and steadily. If you actually just drip feed a little bit of petrol onto that fire, it's going to keep burning just a little bit stronger and a little bit more easily. So if you imagine the petrol is glycogen, it's just that sort of drip feeding of glycogen. If you, even if you've still got just a little bit of glycogen there to help with burning with the fat, that's actually going to help the fat burn more cleanly and make it more readily available for you. But imagine if you're chucking petrol on, like a huge amount of petrol on that fire, that's going to give you lots and lots of fire and energy going for quite a long time. So if you can keep feeding your body glycogen whilst you're running, that's actually going to keep your energy stores up, basically. And that's really why you're wanting to be taking on gels or whatever form of carbohydrate you can on a half marathon, yes, but definitely a marathon. Races of 5 to 10K, no, you don't need to probably even. You could probably do well with having something in maybe, say, a 15K, depending on your pace. But definitely sort of anything from about 90 minutes to 2 hours, you can definitely benefit from taking on gels. And in a marathon, you really need to take on nutrition. So I hope that helped a little bit explaining why glycogen is so important when we're running, both in training and in racing, rather than muddy the waters. If you have any questions about it, just leave some comments in the Facebook group and I'm more than happy to answer them. Speak to you next week.